kind of a tie into that. I've been trying to get the family for the last year or so, somehow, some way, by hook or crook, to get down to Big Bend. Because not only they haven't been, I've only been to Lajitas once.
And that was to play golf.
And that was for golf, which is part of the Dallas Dogger Rescue as well, auction. We're going to put another plane and pack another plane and head down there. But
now it's finally going to happen, huh?
Yeah, we're going to go down and we're going to stay at Lajitas, but we're going to spend, I'll play golf with the kids for sure one day. But we leave tomorrow and we'll play golf tomorrow, and then we've got nothing but heading into the park and hiking and rafting and zip lining and doing all the things. And a lot of that is really, I mean, obviously, Lajitas is right there. So it's not really difficult to get to. A lot of, like, the zip lining is right there on Lajitas campus. But most of everything that we do will be in the park itself. And this will be my first foray into Big Bend. And again, I feel like that I'm going to walk out of there.
You're going to crap your pants.
I know.
How gorgeous this is.
I know. And I'm also going to be really pissed off that it's one of these things that, for whatever reason, has just been avoided. Not only by me, but my parents, who that was never a discussion. Never.
Are y'all driving out there?
No, we're flying.
To where? San Angelo?
No, we're flying straight into Lajitas. We're taking the Lajitas
tomorrow.
You know, Lajitas flies down there. They have a plane.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's part of...
I know, but a commercial... The biggest reason that a lot of people don't go down there is because I think the closest you can get with a commercial airline is maybe San Angelo.
Right.
And then you've got to rent a car, and you still got to drive some time.
That's the other thing. The beauty about going down there to Lajitas is that it's...
But the drive is great.
Well, yeah.
The drive is great.
Right. But it's an hour flight down there from here to, in the, you know, Lajitas.
Yeah, but it's a 10-hour drive damn near.
I know it is. So it's an hour flight. But when you get down there, Lajitas allows you to rent a Jeep.
Yeah.
So it's like you could go down there. It's so easy. You're not fighting through the airport. It's a separate private airport.
Yeah. And you get a Jeep.
You get a Jeep and you can go wherever. You go. So we're going to take it into the park and...
I don't know if you're going to be or going to have time, and or if your kids would even be remotely interested in this. But take them to the Terlingua Ghost Town if you have any time at all.
So yeah,
it's really cool.
I know. And how close are Terlingua and Marfa?
I think about 90.
Why don't you just look it up on your phone?
You can do that too. 90 minutes.
Yeah, maybe. You know what's weird is
maybe
so
a little longer.
We have a P1 that lives down there. That is up in the mountains and about an hour and a half away from Lajitas and from that entrance to Big Bend.
It's a couple hours.
Okay. He listens and streams us all the time up there, and like he is in the mountains. And I was telling you about this yesterday, Danny.
Yeah.
It's Girl. A resort up there that he's at, and it's a pretty high-end joint. But he says, you know what, you could come up here and check us out, and it's the most beautiful drive. It's the equivalent, the Texas equivalent of the...
PCH.
PCH right there up in Monterey.
Yeah.
But it's in Texas, and it's like the river road route up there to... It's about an hour and a half drive, and as he said, he goes, man, an hour and a half is your neighbor.
It's so true, man.
Down there, which I find to be fascinating. Like, he goes, I come down to Lajitas once every other week to play golf. And, you know, they come up here all the time.
Yeah.
So it's an hour and a half is nothing. And think about an hour and a half from here, where you can go. I mean, it's Waco. Waco is not our neighbor.
No.
At all.
Nor do we want it to be.
Right. But an hour and a half down there, it's like, oh, yeah, I live by him. 90 minutes away.
I will give you one small bit of advice when it comes to driving down there. Number one, do not go more than 2 miles an hour over the speed limit. And if you have had more than a, or even if you've had a trace of alcohol, do not drive down there.
Well, I'm going to be with the kids.
I know, so but I'm saying if you're just like having a beer, well, let's go hop in and.
Right.
Don't do it.
I'm just going to do cocaine. I mean,
good.
Yeah, it keeps you there alert.
You there you go.
Sharp.
Yeah, the kids love it. But yeah, the police down there,
they're most serious
because they need the revenue.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a revenue stream
for
them.
It's a sparse area.
Yeah.
And they got to make money on tickets, so just be careful.
When I was down there, the coolest thing I did was make the drive down, I believe, 170 from Terlingua to Presidio.
Yeah.
And that is by far my favorite stretch of road in the state.
That
it's just awesome.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, I think that there are probably a dozen different paths like that where you would say something similar.
Yeah. Well, that's the one I found, and man, it was great. Mm-hmm. Would love to do that again. So
have y'all done in the park things?
Yes, yeah. A little bit.
Yeah.
Not a ton of like rafting or anything like that, but you know, hiking for sure.
Yeah. And I hear that St. Helena Canyon is magnificent from a rafting perspective and a hiking perspective.
Dude, everything is magnificent down there.
Did you ever go down there as a kid?
No, never. I went down there for the first time and really only time probably 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay, so that's the thing. What? Why? Yeah, like, I'm right behind you here at almost 50 and never really done the full trip.
Because it's so damn far.
But it's not. I mean, my parents took me to Colorado all the time, and it's a 12-hour drive. This is shorter than that. That's like 8 or 9. Right?
Yeah. I don't know, then. Maybe it just, word's not out about how awesome that area is.
I don't know, man.
Oh, God.
And the thing is, I don't know too many people either that have taken advantage of this. Like, I didn't have any friends growing up that would go down to Big Bend.
Well, I mean, only in recent years since Marfa started to become cool has that whole area gotten, you know, kind of hip.
Well, you know, I think Lajitas had their problems before Kelsey Warren bought it, and he of Clyde Warren Park, that's his kid, and he's the big energy guy. You know, I think they had their issues too, but it seems like now that obviously Lajitas is a thing, and maybe that's helped out down there as well, because people that, you know, have the funds to zip down there and like, whoa, what's going on down here?
Yeah. I guarantee you, once you go, you will be, if you go in there, down there with low expectations, as I did, you'll be blown away.
Yeah.
You'll be blown away by the whole area.
I wonder how much that area, though, like if this continues and people are, you know, going down there quite a bit and it becomes a thing, how much it will change. You know, you see it all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know how much you can change a national park or a state park.
Not much.
You know, I mean, you can't do too much to it, but I wonder if different little businesses pop up, restaurants, things like that, to where it's not just kind of one horse town here and there. Yeah. And there's a barbecue joint 90 miles away that you want to go to.
They could use, you know, a little bit more infrastructure.
Yeah.
In some of the surrounding towns. I don't know. I don't know if that'd necessarily be such a bad thing, but you know, whenever you start talking about that, you got to be real careful because the essence of the place can get contaminated by something like that really quick.
And the locals down there do not want that.
No, they don't.
They are most serious about preserving the old school way of living down there. It's an incredibly liberal part of the state, too.
I imagine. But it's also, for me, it kind of reeks of Texas and cowboys and things like, I mean, you're in the desert.
Yeah.
You know? That's the cool part about it. So the P1.
Yeah.
That lives up there. He is in the, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, Chinati Mountains, Chinati Mountains. And he says that the elevation there is 7,400 feet. And so the temperature difference, like I'll go down to Lajitas tomorrow and it'll be, I mean, we're in June basically, you know, and it's going to be in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
But he says where he is and where this resort, I guess, is, that it's, you know, 20 degrees cooler up there.
Yeah, bring pants and a fleece.
Yeah. But
you should be wearing pants, I would think.
That's a good point, too. I didn't think it to pack any pants.
I recommend pants.
But at the same time, when you're floating down the Rio Grande, I hear that it's, you know, it's so warm right now that you're constantly in and out of your raft, just staying cool.
Yeah.
So, again, like, I don't know how high the hikes will be before the temperature starts to break a little bit, if at all. Probably not at all. You're not going to get that high elevation with a good day hike, I wouldn't think.
Yeah, probably not in the daytime.
But it still gets, you know, it's still in the 60s at night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's kind of nice.
Need pants.
Yeah.
You think?
Bring action.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Bring action pants.
Well, that's all I wear now. You know that. You got to be ready for action at all times.
I agree. And bring your sex bag.
I don't need a sex bag.
Might.
What does that consist of?
It's got, like, stuff in it. It's got your screw-in clothes. It's got some extra toothbrush. You know, a lightweight.
Why do I need an extra one?
Well, just, you know, it's for the guy on the go. You get that phone call at 2 a.m., you just grab the sex bag, and you head out.
You don't keep one of those handy at all times?
Not much anymore. I think I probably should, though, just have one handy.
Should.
I picture a sex bag, like, in some sort of scenario, like Brian Fantana kept his cologne.
Yeah.
Where you got to hit a button and the screen opens up. Which sex bag you going to go with tonight?
Lotions and all kinds of stuff in the sex bag.
Right. But yeah, I hear that, and there's hot springs down there. Are you guys aware of that?
Mm-hmm. You know it's 104 down there right now?
In certain parts, yeah. That's
Interlingua.
Yeah,
104.
That's the juxtaposition,
but
though.
At night, it's 70.
Right.
It's cooler at night than it is here.
And in Lajitas, it will be, or Big Bend, it'll be 93 tomorrow, 94, and then at night it gets down to a reasonable temperature.
You'll need pants, man. I'm telling you.
But I am, man, I'm so looking forward to this. And my kids.
Great. You'll love it down there.
My kids already are like, they don't.
Do they care about this trip?
Yeah, they do, because it's a trip.
Yeah, but they don't know what they're getting into, do they?
Not at all. And I really can't explain it because I don't
even
know.
We're going what? To the desert? That sounds great, Dad.
Do
they have a basketball hoop in the desert?
It's the first thing they'll ask.
Yeah. Where's the hoop?
Is there a basketball goal in Big Bend? Does Bigfoot play basketball?
You'll meet Bigfoot.
But
me.
I'm hoping because, you know, I've told the story about going, you know, we've gone camping and outside of Vail and all that. And we're phone free and device free for a couple of days. The internet down there
sucks.
Have fun.
Dude, even your 3G.
It's gone.
Fun.
And half the time you're on a Mexican signal and
you have to speak Spanish.
If your phone does work, every time you turn it on, it costs $7.
You'll have more luck with internet than you will internet.
And I'm so excited about that, just to be phone free. And if we do need internet, it's whatever's plugged in, you know, in the room at Lajitas or whatever. But this is what I'm most excited about, is just to get to Lajitas. We'll play golf one day and then gone in the park.
Yep.
That'll
just
be
leave
great.
Your phone at home.
Exactly.
$6.50 on the ticket.
The ticket.